Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with students and young adults pastor Tristan Norris.
Today, we reflect on Christ crucified. Mark 15 says, "And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, 'The King of the Jews.' With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.'" It's important to note that as Jesus is being nailed to the cross, he does not accept the numbing gall offered to him. He deliberately takes upon himself all the pain of the crucifixion. A grown human body has 206 bones, and though not one of his was broken, imagine feeling so much pain coursing through your body that you can count each and every one of your bones. Today, we sit before this image of pain, before the suffering Son of God, and we see that suffering is actually at the heart of the Christian story. Tim Keller, a pastor who knew quite a bit about suffering, said this: "Jesus lost all his glory so that we could be clothed in it. He was shut out so we could get access. He was bound and nailed so that we could be free. He was cast out so that we could approach. And Jesus took away the only kind of suffering that can really destroy you, that is, being cast away from God. As I reflect on Christ's suffering for my sake, I am confronted with the uncomfortable question: how much of my life is focused on increasing my own comfortability? Oh, I find that I have actually specifically tailored most of my life to avoid not only suffering, but any source of slight discomfort. And if we look at Western society today, we see a culture of self-serving consumption and the value of increasing our own comfortability rather than that of suffering and sacrificing for others. Even in the church today, spiritual disciplines like fasting and abstaining, charity, simplicity, those are lost practices. The more that I move away from suffering and discomfort for the sake of others and instead focus on my own comfortability, the more I am actually moving away from the life and the heart of Jesus. So in times of our lives of pleasure, may we look upon Christ crucified and see the superficiality of all material things and the wastefulness of our own consumption. In times in our lives of trial and tribulation, may we look upon Christ crucified and realize that in these moments, our lives actually most closely resemble his. And no matter the season we're in, may we see his face in every person around us, and may we take on his heart and give of ourselves for each and every one of his beloved children. Let's pray. Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth, today we pause and reflect on the image of Christ crucified. We repent from our sins of comfortability and selfishness. Help us, Lord, to move toward the type of sacrificial love you're calling us to. May those that are suffering know that you are near to the brokenhearted. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.